This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A 67-year-old woman from Saginaw has died following a three-vehicle collision on the State Street Bridge in Saginaw Township on Wednesday morning, according to local authorities. Police reported that a westbound Ford pickup crossed into oncoming traffic, striking an eastbound Chevrolet Cruze before another Chevrolet Tahoe collided with the rear of the Cruze. The woman who was driving the Chevrolet Cruze suffered critical injuries and then was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Her identification has not yet been released as family notification is still ongoing. And another local and regional news for today. The Port Austin Area Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the Port Austin Soup Stroll on Saturday, December the 6th. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., this festive event invites community members to stroll through downtown Port Austin, visit participating local businesses, sample a variety of homemade soups, and then cast their votes for their favorite recipes. Ballots can be picked up at the Welcome Center or at any participating stop, and votes should be turned into the Welcome Center drop box. Those interested in competing can enter their soup recipe by November the 26th by contacting the chamber at 989-738-7600 or via email at chamber@portaustinarea.com. The soup stroll is designed to bring neighbors together and warm up the holiday season with local flavors and friendly competition. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. If you're in the market for some larger, more capable, or just different transportation, it's time for you to shop at Al Hansen Motors. Starting off with a few SUVs this week, I have a 2022 Jeep Renegade that's like new with only 18,000 miles. It's four-wheel drive and still covered by the original factory powertrain warranty. It's like buying certified pre-owned, but without the markup. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV, I have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's fully loaded and only has 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,980. And if you need a truck for a fair price, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado Z71. It's an LT with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and the off-road and towing packages. It has 73,000 miles. You can take it home for just $29,880. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car in our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A task force ordered by President Donald Trump to combat crime in Memphis, Tennessee, has made thousands of arrests, compounding strains on the busy local court system and an already overcrowded jail in ways that concerned officials say will last for months or even years as cases play out. Since late September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel tied to the Memphis Safe Task Force have made traffic stops, served warrants, and searched for fugitives in the city of about 610,000 people. More than 2,800 people have been arrested and more than 28,000 traffic citations have been issued. The task force is supported by Republican Governor Bill Lee and others who hope that the surge would reduce violent crime. And another national and international news. The U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, set up to distribute aid to Gaza as an alternative to the United Nations, but which Palestinians have said endangered the lives of civilians as they tried to get the food, has now said it will be shuttering its operations. The company had already closed distribution sites after a U.S.-brokered ceasefire took effect 6 weeks ago in Gaza, and they announced on Monday that it was permanently shutting down, claiming it had fulfilled its mission. Also on Monday, Israel's defense minister and its military chief of staff clashed publicly over the army's latest probes of its failures in the October 7, 2023 attack by Palestinian militants that sparked the Israel-Hamas war. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.